Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy. Trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
Final hour here on Danny and Dusty, a Danny and Friends edition. Will Ortner, if you want to catch any of the first 2 hours, head on over to where you find podcasts. You can head on over to the Odyssey app as well, or you can head on over to the YouTube, just rewind that thing, catch the whole show, or you can watch this hour and then go back through and catch the rest. Right now, we're getting ready for our draft of signs that you are growing up / getting old. Couple of good text-ins here. This one might be my favorite. Signs you are getting old. You have to do a stretch and a warm-up routine before unloading groceries.
I've evolved past that one. I have my groceries delivered.
You don't even attempt it. You guys bring it in.
They get taken to my door, and I usually am there waiting for them. And I carry them from my door to my counter and then put them in the fridge or where they need to go.
That's fantastic. Another one in here, signs that you're getting old. You decline invitations to events for your kids, not because it's past their bedtime, but it's because it's past yours.
Yeah, that's not one that I have to deal with specifically because, number one, I don't have kids, but my wife is a go-to-bed early human.
Me too.
I am a go-to-bed early. During the season, 2:30, 3 o'clock, non-basketball season, 1:30.
Wow.
Yeah, it's almost impossible for me to go to bed before midnight.
Dude, I'm 9:30 and I'm out. Yeah, I am asleep early. No, I'm not making it a long time.
I'm a late night human, but it is funny, like when my wife and I will go out to, you know, comedy show, concert, dinner, in a movie, whatever combo it is, and it gets past like 10:30. I know that wherever we're at, I'm going to be driving home alone because my wife is asleep in the passenger seat. Because it's past 10 o'clock and she's going to be out. So, yeah, no, I can definitely feel that one even without the kids.
Yeah, I'm asleep right away. So the way this one is going to work, it's going to be all three of us. Rust, you are going to get the honors to lead off. It'll go Rust, ooh, Danny, me, Danny, Rust, Danny, me.
The old snake draft.
Danny, Rust. Yes, if you have ever done any kind of fantasy sport in general, this is where the snake draft is coming from, because it is turning into snake draft season as soon as the NBA and Stanley Cup finals are over. Rust, you got the first one. I'm going to let you tee off.
Well, for me, this is most of mine are more leaning towards the, you know, the signs you're getting old.
Fair.
Yes.
Fair.
So my first pick, I'm taking I start to identify more and more with the Progressive commercials.
The urge to not talk to the stranger at the gas station.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That is fit. I I sneaky love those commercials because
oh, I know they're hilarious.
I start watching like my parents. Yeah. I start watching my grandparents a little bit closer, and it's like, oh my goodness, you're turning into
yeah.
That.
No, there's nuggets of truth in every single one of those.
It's brutal
nuggets of truth, just like kernels of corn in a poop.
Yeah, it's the watching the guy build his own fire.
Mm-hmm.
That one gets me because I was that when I was like 20.
The guy standing around watching him just
like, oh,
trying their best to tell him how to do it.
Yeah, and you're just like, brother, what are we doing here? Like that. You know, doing the survival school thing and being in the outdoors. That one, like, irked me, like, right out of the gate. Because when we went to survival school, you had people from all walks of life,
right.
Enlisted and officers. And some people were super outdoorsy and knew how to kind of get by on their own. Some were not at all from, you know, metropolitan areas and had to start for the very basics on things. And you just watch and you're just like, it's painful to watch.
You're over there like, I want to do it for you. But I just can't.
Yeah.
You need to know how to do it.
Mine is a hyper-specific one. And it started, I gave my father-in-law a massage gun for Christmas.
Okay.
And then he gave me the exact same one in return for, I think it was my birthday.
A re-gifter?
But no, it wasn't mine. Like, he had his. But
oh, okay.
And I was like, the realization that this is maybe the best present anybody's ever given me. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm going to use the hell out of this thing. And my massage gun literally sits on my desk at home because I will be sitting there working on whatever. And I will just be sitting there just hammering my legs to death with the massage gun the entire time. And I'm like, is this the best present anyone has ever given me? And it's like, the amount of use that thing has gotten mm-hmm. is unending.
Do you have the multiple attachments?
Oh, yeah. And it's got all the angles and all the settings. And oh, yeah. No, it's very nice, and it's probably the thing that somebody has given me that I've gotten the most use out of maybe ever.
I was going to say, right now, I haven't used mine since I stopped playing football.
It's either that or the yoga wheel.
Ooh, yoga wheel's so a difference maker.
I get home every day, no matter what time I get home, it is the same process. It is drop off my bags wherever they need to go, put away whatever needs to go away,
mm-hmm.
give my wife a kiss, pet the dogs, grab the yoga wheel out of its spot, throw it on the floor, and unwind my back for about 10, 12 minutes. And it's just like, yeah, these are signs that you're getting old. It's like the things that I need to do to keep from having inordinate amounts of pain every single day require the work and the effort of the yoga wheel, the stretching bands, and the massage gun.
Yes, 100%. I had a roommate in college that had one of those. You jump on that thing, just hear your back pop all the way down.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's just, ooh, difference maker there. For my first pick, this is a new one that just happened to me. And I think it technically falls into the getting old. Maybe it falls into growing up. Maybe it just falls into being lazy. Saying, oh, man, I haven't worked out today. I need to go work out. And then walking for 20 minutes. Instead of hitting the treadmill, going for a run, hitting the stair climber, going in and lifting, just going.
Making sure you're moving.
I'm going to walk for about 20 minutes, get a mile in. Maybe if we're going to be aggressive, we might put the incline up a little bit. But just making sure that you're walking, you're moving around, getting a little bit of your body going there.
That's a good one.
That's an old one for
me. I like that one. Next one for me, I'm going to go my wardrobe, regardless of what it is all basically the same color palette and all from the same place.
Oh, I have one that is
90% of my closet is Nike and it's athleisure. Whether it's the polo like I have on, like I am literally right now, head to toe, every single piece of clothing I have on is Nike. I have a Nike hat. I have a Nike polo. I have a Nike undershirt. I have Nike shorts, Nike socks, Nike shoes. I know what I like. And as much as I've tried to like broaden my wardrobe back out, I just can't get out of this lane. I love how they fit.
Right.
I know that when I go to go buy it, it's going to fit the same way every single time. And as much as I've tried to go, you know, get something nicer, go get some Lululemon or something like that, like just branch out a little bit, I go to the old comforts.
That's fantastic.
You just know what you are. There's no rebranding at this point.
No, 100%. The one, I can't take it, you've taken that, but the one that I was thinking of was buying the thing that you like two or three times. Where it's like, oh, you have a shoe, you have a clothing.
The shorts that I have on right now, I have in maybe 9 different colors. The exact same short. And I bought them all at the same time.
brother, this shirt,
mm-hmm.
I got five of them.
Yeah.
I got two black ones. I got a white one. Mm-hmm. I have a green one. And I might have a blue one.
Oh, buying. Here you go. In adjacent, buying the pack of t-shirts. Like,
yes. Yeah. The Hanes. The all whites.
So
yes,
mine.
Yes.
Ironically, I came full circle.
Yes.
The plain t-shirts that I wear, they're all Abercrombie. And it's the you know, the pack of multiple colors. And it's just the plain t-shirt because I know how they fit.
Yes. That's fantastic.
What do you got, Rusty?
Next one for me, again, well, anyway, and I noticed this. I didn't notice this the other day, but it was another example of it. You start finding yourself crying at movies, TV commercials, and TV shows and stuff more than, like, ever before.
Yeah, the sentimentality.
Yeah.
It gets to you? Is it usually, like, kid-based?
Familial based.
Yes,
yes. Yes. Typically, yes. That sort of emotion. Yeah.
As someone who is dead inside, there are moments where it's like that, it like the mom dies or, you know, like Bambi's mom gets shot again. It's like, oh, that's a bummer.
And I noticed a lot of time for me lately too, it's not even about death, but just like, and this is dumb, but last weekend we took the kids to see the Lilo and Stitch movie. And I think I found myself twice in that one tearing up. And there's no death in there.
No, there's definitely no death.
Yeah, but it's just
he loses his family though.
You get yourself emotional, and yeah, and it's the seeing of the familial unit binding back together and those kinds of things.
Yes, that's fantastic. All right, you're doubling up.
Okay, next one. This does go back a little bit further. Realizing that candy cigarettes are not that cool, but I still want the jerky. But I still want the jerky chew. Mm.
I like it.
As a guy from Hawkinson, every single like sixth grade boy bought the stupid jerky chew and put it in their lip and was like, look at me.
Yeah.
We're chewing.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not a nicotine guy. I can't smoke, can't chew, can't do any of it right. At some point
like
as a kid, a little bit. I do like cigars. Will you give me cigars at least? I'm not
there
a full coward, but not a nicotine guy, not a drug guy. But the first time that you get the opportunity to put in the fake chew as like a end of elementary, beginning of middle school kid, at least from where I'm from, a little more rural, a little more in the backwoods, it can get exciting. I'll just say that.
I like it. I'm trying to think. I have, again, I'm a swoosh bag. I have more shoes probably than most dudes. But I have got to the point where the shoes that I want to wear stylishly, it's knowing that you have to wear comfortable shoes.
Ooh, yeah.
You have to wear, like, you want to stay away from the New Balances of the world, like not giving in to the New Balances or the Air Monarchs. Like I'm still holding firm.
Getting the Skechers.
But I can't wear my J's anymore. Like when you're covering basketball games, a lot of us, we all wear basketball shoes. That's just kind of part of the culture.
Yeah, and makes sense.
There's just nights I just can't. And so I have switched into my shoes. Like I'm trying to find the most stylish ones, the most comfortable. It is form over fashion now. It is comfort over fashion. That is the like you let go of the closet for what is more comfortable.
That is fantastic.
That's the full giveaway of like, I'm not going to become my dad and wear the crappy shoes, but you are.
You're thinking you're looking at the
how your feet feel at the end
Monarchs.
Of the day. Oh, you're like, look, I have resisted the on clouds for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably my next purchase.
You're thinking about them. You're looking
like,
at.
I'm trying to avoid the Hokas, but it's like, oh man, it's leaning a little. It's awful white.
Is it the Green Goblin mask like talking to you?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like, it's on.
Oh, that's the thing is you put them on though. That's the problem. You're like, oh god, these are so comfortable. I could walk all day in these. I don't want to, but I could.
These are fantastic.
They are.
All right, so we're a little bit long. I'll double up, then we'll each have three, and we'll call that good. Is that okay with everybody?
Yep.
Okay, so
works
for my last two. First one, we have fooding at home yourself. Saying, I can't go buy the fast food. I can't go to the nice fancy restaurant. Saying to your own self, you don't have the money for that. You have food at home. You'll eat the PB&J at home. That is a true sign of financial responsibility. But also, Look, you're getting a little bit old there. That's
no, that's a good one. Absolutely. Yeah.
That is one where I 100% have to put on. And then the last one, and I think this falls into more of the growing up, not necessarily getting old. Caring about the alcohol that you are drinking. You can no longer drink the Four Loko, the Buzz Ball, the Mad Dog 2020.
The HRD.
I had a brand that I'm not going to say what type of bourbon they were last weekend. I had one sip of it and said, nope. And I went to the store and I went and I bought something a little bit nicer just because it wasn't going to go down right. It wasn't going to taste well. I couldn't do the $15, you know, half gallon of alcohol.
Your anymore. Body will not tolerate the crap anymore.
No, my body literally said, don't.
Yeah.
I was completely 100% sober. It was the first drink of the day.
Yeah, your body full on gave you the rolled up newspaper slap on the nose.
Oh, yes, it did.
It's
yes,
the same
it did.
Thing.
No. Yes, it did.
It's the same thing with the fast food. And I held on for a long time. My body would resist Taco Bell like you wouldn't believe. And I was like, how can you eat that? I'm like, yeah, man, you know, worst comes to worst, I can always get a grab Taco Bell. Now, like during the season, like the only thing that's open when I get home in a Newburgh is Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple times I'm like, man, I didn't eat dinner tonight. I got to get something. And I'll just, you know, grab like one or two small items.
Mm-hmm.
And just that alone, the rest of the day, the next day, I'm just like, oh, God, why? Why did I do this?
Bean burrito, no onions, and a steak quesadilla.
See, I do the chicken quesadilla. Like, it's just like, yeah, it just doesn't flow, man.
Yeah, no, I get that. We're getting there. We're more so on the alcohol. We're not quite to the food yet. Still got the gut of steel, but we're getting there. So for the signs that you're growing up / getting old, Rust has identifying with progressive commercials, crying at the movies, thinking fake cig / fake chew was cool. Danny's got a massage gun to fix soreness and pains, same color / company clothes, buying the same things multiple times. And then he's got buying shoes for comfort, not style. I have walking for exercise, saying you have food at home, and then caring about the alcohol that you buy. We're going to get those up on a poll over at 1080 The Fan on X, so you can head on over there and vote. If you want to text in some late submissions, you can do that right now, heading over to 503-864-6326. That is The Fan text line. We had a hockey game last night, and boy, was it an exciting one until the end. Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back on in to the program. We're talking a little bit of Stanley Cup final. Game one was last night. Edmonton gets it done in OT. They beat the Panthers 4-3. They're now three wins away from getting Canada their first Stanley Cup championship since the 90s. Can you imagine, like, football would be the comparison. Imagine America not winning a football championship, a Super Bowl title for what? That's now almost 40 years.
Yeah, no, it is pretty crazy.
30 years.
And it's not like they've had a shortage of opportunities. That's the thing. They've just fallen short over and over and over and over again. And it's very funny. And yes, there's plenty of Canadians on teams that have...
No, most of those teams are Canadians.
Yeah. But it is funny. It is a fun little thing to lord over Canada. I do enjoy it. I am pulling for Edmonton because it's just I have kind of a soft spot for Edmonton. I've always kind of liked them. I like their logo, their city, the style that they've played, the players that they've had. They're just a fun group. They just seem to always have something that's interesting and entertaining. And we got absolutely incredible hockey last night. I was sitting down, going to cook some dinner, making some carne asada. Came out spectacular, by the way. But my wife's like, oh, you know, I want to watch. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll put it on in the living room. So puck drops. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go check on something here real quick. I walk into the kitchen, and 30 seconds later, I'm like, I peek out of the kitchen into the living room. Did they just score? Like, well, what the heck? She goes, yeah, they just scored a goal. I was like, what the hell? Sprint back into the living room. Like, what the hell happened? You know, a minute and 7 seconds into the game, and it's like, well, we're going to calm the crowd down here a little bit, aren't we? He's like, no, we're going to get into this real quick, real fast, and in a hurry. And the game lived up to the hype. I mean, you get a 4-3 game. You get overtime in the Stanley Cup Finals.
You get a comeback by the home team. Because remember, and we were talking about this just right now, it was 3-1 Panthers.
And this is a team that their coach, they were 31-0. Leading after the first or second period in the playoffs.
Well,
this is his first loss when having a lead after either first or second period. They are not a team that gives up leads.
And for the hockey casuals, the way this series is split up, this Panthers team is more of your defensive juggernaut. Obviously, they have plenty of great goal scorers. Matthew Tkachuk is fantastic. Verhaeghe's been fantastic.
But they're built on their goaltending and defense.
They are built on Bobrovsky. Mm-hmm. They're built on former Winterhawk Seth Jones. Mm-hmm. Barkov is their best defender. Mm-hmm. That defense is what is going to win them games.
And they're deep.
There was a lot of conversation with this Edmonton Oilers team of, you cannot fall behind in games. This Oilers team, it's the best offense. You have the best two offensive players in hockey right now, in Connor McDavid, also known as McJesus, and Leon Draisaitl, who Draisaitl obviously had the game-winning goal in overtime. He had the first goal to start everything up. This Oilers team is built on... It's a very similar matchup to the Seahawks and the Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Where Peyton Manning's got the Broncos with that high-flying offense. You've got the great Legion of Boom defense from the Seahawks. Who's going to win? And 9 times out of 10, it is going to be the defense.
And last year it went to 7, and the Panthers pulled it out.
Right.
The only, I want to say, quote-unquote, unfortunate thing about this game was Nosek flipping the puck over the boards.
Yeah, it turning it, because as soon as he did it, as soon as there was a penalty, the Oilers were going to win that game. Yeah. They have the best power play. They just do. They have too many goal scorers and too many positions.
And it was what sucked about it was that penalty is a penalty for a reason, because 100%. that's it's so you can keep teams from trying to basically do what the Panthers did.
Ice the game.
Right. But it wasn't a situation where he was under pressure. It was the puck was bobbling up. He wasn't trying to throw it over the boards. Nope. He was just trying to he was tired.
Yep.
He was trying to just dump it down and get a line shift.
Right.
But unfortunate, though, is Nosek is actually known for doing this. Mm-hmm. I think that was his number one penalty when he was with the Devils.
Yeah.
And this is just something that he does.
Everyone has their bugaboos.
And it's just, you know, he was good in the game otherwise. I think he had a goal, didn't he?
He did not have a goal. It looks like he...
Oh, no, I was looking at the stats earlier. It was Marshawn that was, above him on there.
Marshawn is sneaky. Marshawn's going to have a goal in this series that kills the Oilers. There will be a game.
He's a great player.
This is going to be a series. Like, they talk right now with the NBA Finals, like, hey, I think the general consensus is kind of a thought of OKC in five.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be a close series when you look at the games and the point totals, but they think OKC is going to kind of gentleman sweep here. This series in hockey, I believe, is going to go at least six. Last year, it went all the way to seven. An improbable great comeback by the Oilers because they were down 3-0. People forget that. They come back storming, and then the Panthers are able to hold on. But... this series, Brad Marchand will have a goal that wins the Panthers a game. He is notorious when he was with the Bruins, and it was more so against the Maple Leafs, where in big moments, he finds a way to get big goals. It's why he keeps playing on Team Canada. He was on Team Canada in the Four Nations face-off. It's why the Panthers made the trade to get him at the trade deadline.
Like, he's a great player.
He shows up huge in big moments.
Yeah.
Big moments.
No, this has all the drama and all the juice and all the everything that you could want. I mean, you get overtime in the Stanley Cup Finals, you're elated. You're absolutely elated because even though the Oilers, they pretty much dominated the overtime period, and it felt like it was going to be them, which was the kind of like, does that mean the Panthers are going to pull one out here? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the Oilers are doing so much and not able to capitalize.
Right.
But as soon as you get the penalty, you're like,
it was over.
That's got to be it.
Well, and it felt like one of those games where the Oilers, and you've had this feeling before. You talked about it with the Blazers, right? When you're talking about the 2000s Western Conference Finals loss, where either they have the lead, or in this case, it's a tie game. But the Oilers, like, they had opportunity after opportunity. Yeah. They had two or three breakaways in that overtime. Mm-hmm. I want to say that the stat was, after like about halfway through the third period, all the way till the end of the game, the Oilers had 20 to 21 shots to the Panthers 5.
Yeah.
It looked like the ice was slanted
yeah.
in the Oilers' way. And I feel like maybe this is just because I'm a glass half full guy, and every once in a while I will move to the glass half empty. But when you have that many opportunities and you don't get it done, it feels like the other team gets one opportunity and they make the most of it.
That's all it takes. Yeah.
And the Panthers have so many guys who can do that. Like, I mean, we've mentioned Seth Jones, former Portland Winterhawk, took him to the Memorial Cup. Loved watching him when he was playing down here with the Winterhawks. He's one of the better offensive defensemen in the league. Mm-hmm. Like, he is a great player. I could easily see a puck just finding its way to his stick and him putting it in.
I mean, again, this is the team that was up 3-1. Like,
right. And Skinner's he's not a great goaltender. He's been fine, and he's been much better this postseason than he has in the past. But it's not like the Oilers are going to be known for their defense. They're going to win games like this. They're going to win 4-3, 5-3, 5-2, 4-1. Like, they're not going to win games 2-1. That's just not how this Oilers team is built.
No, but look, it just sets the series up for hopefully another seven-game series.
I can't wait. It's awesome. I hope McDavid finally gets one so he can get he can't win the big one off his back. I think it's good for the game of hockey to have a rematch in a series like this. Remember, the last time that the NHL had a rematch like this, it was the Detroit Red Wings at the end of their run and the Pittsburgh Penguins at the beginning of Malkin and Crosby's run. And so you kind of had that passing of the torch. Now, this isn't a passing of the torch because the two big stars in this, if you're looking at either team, so McDavid and you're looking at Tkachuk, they're the same age.
Yeah.
But this is a more defensive team versus a more offensive team. And if Canada can finally get it done and McDavid can finally get it done, he can get the monkey off his back. He can finally be looked at as one of the great ones. It would be a big deal. And this is the series that the NHL should want because we don't want to talk about TV ratings. That's not what we're here to do, but they need to get eyeballs on their sport. And I think this is a great way to do it.
Well, perfect example of it. It's Edmonton.
Right.
Who cares about the city of Edmonton outside of Edmonton? Nobody. But you know what I cared about? Great hockey last night.
Yep. Well, and they have...
It's not hard. It's really not hard.
They have the pedigree.
Well, not only that, but like the way that they talk about it.
Right.
The guys that cover the sport the way it needs to be covered. And if it's not for you, it's not for you.
Right. It's a fantastic series. And I can't wait to go deep into this series over the next 2 weeks or so. We're going to break down the last little bit of the finals. You've got the Thunder versus the Pacers tonight. We're going to go through why the Thunder will win, why the Pacers will win next. But first, Rust with SportsCenter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Danny and Friends going on right now here on Danny and Dusty. Will Ortner filling in the latest of the Friends. Going to be a couple more Friends coming throughout this week and next week. Rust, I'm sorry I missed your update. What happened to the Braves?
Oh, yeah. They had
Did something happen?
Yeah, they had themselves a nice little 10-4 lead going into the ninth inning.
They won easy, didn't they?
As Lee Corso might say, not so fast, my friend.
No.
They gave up 7 runs in the top half of the ninth inning to lose to the Diamondbacks 11-10.
That's a shame.
Yes.
That's a shame.
During the break, I got a very friendly text from one of our favorite morning show host, Brandon Sprague, and he said, stop reporting the Braves news, you a-hole.
I mean, certainly the Braves are doing good this year, right?
They have to be. I mean, they have all those stars.
They're not fourth in the division, right?
Well, and Spencer Strider's coming down, and, you know, he's fantastic. Acuna's back.
All that money spent on that team, I'm sure they're doing great. They're certainly doing better than my St. Louis Cardinals, right?
Is Blooper fighting the Philly? Has he fought the Philly yet? Do you know what I'm talking about? Mm-mm. Their mascot, Blooper, was supposed to fight the Philly Fanatic.
Don't fight the Philly Fanatic.
Who's going to win?
Dude, that would be like the Globetrotters and the Washington Generals.
Yeah,
the Philly Fanatic. Blooper's huge.
Yeah, but it's going to be scripted like a WWE match.
Well, yeah.
Not even that. It's Philly. Philly mascot is never going to lose anything.
Yeah.
Well, fighting-wise, that's true.
He's going to have some batteries in his pocket.
Gritty's going to come out of nowhere and DDT him. It's over.
Just all of a sudden you'll have the Stone Cold intro music with the glass
breaks. Yeah. Fantastic. Yet somehow they all kept their mascot heads on, so no one got revealed, but they were doing like full on like moonsaults.
Well, what we need to have happen is have the head pop off and just have no head be in there.
Ooh, that would be perfect.
Because it's nobody's actually in there.
Well, that would just be them dying because their head would be ripped off. And now I've gotten sad.
Yeah, see?
Let's pivot. Let's go back to the NBA finals tonight.
Mm.
How did the Thunder win?
Do what they do. Be an aggressive, blitzing, dynamic, overly aggressive, paint-packing demon of a team that just has hands in the passing lanes at all time. They are the team in the NBA that, in the playoffs, have packed the paint more than anybody else. They're more disruptive than anybody else. They overhelp more than anybody else, but they can overhelp because they're on a string. That's what they do. They've defied conventional wisdom, whereas usually get deeper in the playoffs, your team gets bigger, they get smaller.
Mm-hmm.
They play with smaller lineups. They can put Alex Caruso on bigs and be okay with it. They can put Lu Dort on bigs and be okay with it. They can be multiple. They can be dynamic. You need SGA to continue doing what he's been doing. You know, he had a bit of a slow start to the playoffs, but ever since then, really, he's averaging, 33-8.
He's been awesome basically since the Nuggets series. Like, game one, he's struggled.
Yeah, he's really kind of turned on and been the MVP. Jalen Williams, after a bit of a slow start early in the playoffs, has started to figure things out. Chet Holmgren, his first real playoff stint, is starting to figure things out.
Right.
They just have to continue doing what they're doing. It's really about the Pacers and what can they stop the Thunder from doing. Like, there's a reason why the Thunder are the third most favored team in the modern era to -700. You know, you just don't typically see this kind of thing. Like, in the past, there have been all these matchups that have been skewed, but they weren't skewed so far from the analytics side of things. The Thunder, by basically every measure, are a historic team that should win the finals.
Is there a world, because right now, Pacers -700 for the series. We talked about it in the first hour where you said they have to play fast. Mm-hmm. They have to play with pace. The issue is you're going to go up against a Thunder team that right now, where most teams would shorten their lineup, they'd go 6, 7, maybe 8 guys.
Mm-hmm.
The Thunder, like the Pacers, play about 9 to 10.
These are the two deepest teams in the playoffs.
Can the Pacers outrun them? Can they run them into the ground? Is it something
you're not going to wear them? You're not going to wear them out.
Okay,
but you can tax them. And one of the things, it's nothing new, but like somebody like SGA, who is in incredible shape, he can play 40 minutes, no problem. That's that's not an issue. But because the offensive burden falls on him, so Todd Whitehead at Crumpled Jumper on Twitter does work for Sport Radar, which is a part of Synergy and everything else, a lot of data tracking and data visualizations. He had one out the other day that outlined that the touch percentage. Tyrese Halliburton is number one in this series. 25% of the touches go through Tyrese Halliburton. 20% go through SGA, but it's not quite as telling because that's touch percentage, not touch time.
Mm-hmm.
Halliburton is not a guy like Jalen Brunson or even SGA who can kind of pound the ball a little bit. Like, when you think about the Thunder and how good they are, SGA is like, he is the only one who is really driving the train, so to speak. Like, even though his touch percentage isn't as high as Halliburton, he, like, is as good as Jalen Williams is, and he's a very good player. He is not the driving force of that offense.
SGA is the straw that stirs the drink. He makes that offense go. If he goes away, that offense has issues and big time.
Can the Pacers, or will the Pacers do the what the Blazers kind of did against Jokic in their matchups? And it worked until it didn't in the 21 playoffs when Nurk decided to kind of throw a temper tantrum and pick up some fouls, and all of a sudden it put the Blazers in a position where they couldn't single cover Jokic anymore. But they were like, we're going to single cover Jokic and make him be a scorer. If you're the Pacers, can you make SGA be the entire burden of the offense while also having to defend on the other side of the floor? Or do you go the other way and you let SGA get what he gets and you make everyone else work harder? It's going to be really interesting to kind of see which way Rick Carlisle goes with that, and does he toggle back and forth between it? The Denver Nuggets gave the Thunder a lot of looks at zone. And I wonder, it's like, if you're the Pacers, are you sitting there looking at the Nuggets? Ooh, God, that could have been bad.
It was real close.
That was real close. That was the
wow. We got to go to break.
Yeah, that was really
close.
We're good.
We're good. Keep going. We'll do it live.
The Nuggets. Oof, God. But
Denver.
That's also why we only say the New York Knicks.
Yes.
yes.
But the. If you're the Pacers, are you looking at the Nuggets and going, did you really have to show them that much zone? Because now it's not like something they haven't seen a lot of. So I'm sure Mark Daniel has the Thunder prepared for some, box and ones, some 2-3s, some 1-2-2s, some 2-1-2s, all the things you can use to junk it up. And we should see the entirety of that defensive playbook. It's just how they employ it, when they deploy it, and who they choose to deploy it on.
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Right. The Pacers use Nesmith and Nembhard to stop Jalen Brunson, who is a very similar style of player as SGA.
And heavy, yes.
Until Nesmith had his injury with his ankle roll, he was the main guy. He could do it. And then Nembhard was able to step up in one game.
You're going
to
see
either one of those two do it.
They're going to see both of them get turns. And that's the way they need to do it, because there's no single guy that's going to slow him down.
That's going to be fantastic. Game one is going to be tonight in the NBA Finals. We're going to wrap it up. Rust has a nice little story he wants to tell us next on 1080 The Fan. Show flew along here on Danny and Dusty, Danny and Friends edition, Will Ortner edition. Russ told me before the show even started that it was a very important anniversary. He said that the bump back music was going to tell me what the anniversary was for.
It didn't tell me what the anniversary music is for.
Today is the 40th anniversary of Ferris Bueller taking a day off from school. They went back in Chicago, and found, based off of the Chicago Cubs game footage and whatnot, and what they saw in there and scoreboards and whatnot, they figured out that it was June 5th, 1985, where Ferris Bueller stayed home sick.
This is a lot like finding out the exact day that Ice Cube was talking about when he didn't have to use his AK.
Yeah, when he said, yeah, gotta say it was a good day.
And then when Ice Cube was finally asked about it, he's like, no, it wasn't any particular day, but there was a day that matched everything he said. And I don't know if you guys saw O'Shea Jackson.
How many days was he using an AK?
Probably a lot. But, you know, he talks about, you know, hooking up with a woman, and the host asks him, is it a little bit weird that that song's about your mom? And he's like, first of all, bleep you.
So true.
It's like, yeah, that's tough. It's a tough look.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Hug her up, buttercup.
Is it weird to anyone else when they, now I haven't seen the full movie. I've seen parts of it. I've seen the TNT version.
Oh, I'm not a John Hughes guy, and I've seen it.
And here's the issue.
I'm a big John Hughes.
I like John Hughes. Yeah. I really like 16 Candles. I really like Breakfast Club. They're both fantastic. Mm-hmm. I should watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The Charlie Sheen scene.
Yes.
It rattles me every time that I see it. And I know it's different in like Major League, because he's a main character in Major League. Every time I see young Charlie Sheen, it's like, that guy is going to be insane.
That was crazy foreshadowing in that movie too, wasn't it?
Well, because isn't he, he's like just barely in it, right? He's just there for a little bit, and then
in the jail scene.
Right.
Yeah.
Where he's like the ne'er-do-well kid. He's getting into some trouble. He's got the jean jacket, so everyone knows that he's not the cleanest of dudes. I think that's fantastic. That'll be one that I have to put on the list. Maybe I'll watch it at the beach.
Yes. Well, you should do a back-to-back, a double feature with Ferris Bueller and the Goonies.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Since you've watched neither of them.
You can grab your 40th anniversaries of both.
Yes, exactly. And one that we missed earlier this week, 2 days ago, nobody noticed it. I did actually wear the shirt on the day, June 3rd, McLovin's 44th birthday.
Oh, there you go.
I have seen that movie. Yeah. That movie rocks. That's a fantastic movie. I want to say, he's got a famous other line that he does as well. Danny, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Thanks for being here, man.
I really appreciate it. It was a great show. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, head on over to the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. You can go and listen to the entire show, segments as well. You can head on back to the YouTube, obviously, at 1080 The Fan. We will be there. Danny's got a guest that I will not reveal who it will be tomorrow, but it's going to be another fantastic show. I want to say thank you to all of you for tuning in. And have a wonderful day. Happy birthday to my brother, Luke.
Indeed. Take care. Talk soon. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.